This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now it's 7 after the hour on the DJV program. It is 2-22-22. Have you figured that out yet, ladies?
Oh, today's the day, right? There's some
celebrity
right? Yeah. There's some celebrity wedding that's supposed to happen today, but we don't know who it is.
And didn't they say, like, an A-list celebrity wedding? So
is it
are both people A-list celebrities, or is only one person? Because if it's Taylor Swift, she's A-list for sure, but is Joe Alwyn considered A-list?
No.
Is it Bennifer?
Bennifer.
And J-Lo? Yeah. Britney Spears and Sam is somebody, those are people that have the rumors going around, but again, Sam's not A-list, Britney definitely is.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Well, here we go. We're speculating about today, 2-22 in Montana, a sandstone landmark where William Clark, remember Lewis and Clark, the expedition that ended up in us having much more land? This was a sandstone landmark carved in 1806. Apparently, the Bureau of Land Management there is taking comments through today. For those of you who are listening in Montana, on this proposal to keep the pillar intact. That's the big news in Montana today. And other things going on 2/22-22 in Las Vegas. This day in Sin City, more couples say I do on this day in Las Vegas. Maybe the people that we're talking about are going to Las Vegas. Ladies, what do you think?
A little drive-through Elvis chapel.
Possibility.
Right.
What is it?
Exactly.
The little white chapel?
Yeah.
It's famous.
Okay, so that's look out for 2-22-22. Ever looked at the noses on people, wondering what it is? On some people, noses are really strange looking. I was just looking at a picture of Larry Bird, the namesake in part for my new grandson Jasper Bird Stefan Strauss. And I just, for some reason or other, his nose is so protruding. I hadn't thought about that. Some people have really big noses, and they look weird on people's faces. You ever notice that?
Noses are not the most attractive body part, but, you know.
Well, I'm always shocked when I'm looking at myself straight on, and I don't think anything of my nose until I see my peripheral, and I'm like, that's a bird beak.
Really?
Where it comes to that, like, point, but it looks rounded straight on. I get what you're saying about noses, Doug.
Yeah.
They're weird.
Right. Yeah, they are kind of. All right, so let's see what's going on around the country and around the world. Our president is going to meet with Putin if what?
Well, not anymore.
Yeah. Not doing
that. I think that those words are gone. They were supposed to have a meeting, but that was if Russia didn't begin an invasion of Ukraine, which has now begun. So I think it's pretty unlikely. I'd be surprised, and I think it'd be a bad idea if Biden continues to keep the plan to meet. I think that ship has sailed. Certainly, I think what people are waiting for now is sanctions. Germany has made the announcement already this morning that they are halting the process of certifying the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which is surprising because Germany and France and really, quite frankly, all of Europe pretty reliant on the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline, but they've stopped it, and that means that's a big hit for Russia, and I'm glad that they did. That's standing in solidarity with Ukraine, and I think people are worried in Europe because of what Putin said. And that is almost that. Well, he didn't say almost that. He said that Ukraine is not a country and that Ukraine is part of, he called it the puppet of the United States. And he said that it's always been a part of Russia or the Soviet Union, essentially. And that made people, I think, in Europe worry, especially in Eastern Europe. Does that mean he thinks that Poland is a country? Is the Czech Republic a country? Is he ready to reestablish communism all around? He's got the power of China behind him, so the world needs to be really strong right now. The time for debate and discussion is over. It's all about making him realize that we're not going to stand for this.
All right. Are we not going to stand for it? That's
we
the
shouldn't.
Question.
I mean,
time will tell. There are other
the
countries. I'm remembering a trip that I took. Remember, this was a separate trip. I remember this in mid-90s, somewhere in there. I went from Finland into Russia. And there is a, I felt like I was sneaking in. There is a little known road. It's like a country road, a dirt road, that goes from the northern tip of Finland into Russia. There are no guards there. There's no border patrol. There's no nothing. It just is you go down the road, and at one point you leave Finland, and you are in Russia. So I'm thinking to myself, as all this is going on, how much proximity, because the Finnish and the Russians always kind of got along, but certainly Finland is no match for Russia. So are these the kinds of, I mean, I'm just using my imagination. I don't know for, I'm speculating, I guess, or putting thoughts into our heads about what these crackpots in Russia, mainly Putin, could do or how he thinks. Okay, so there's a little road. We could go take over Finland tomorrow. Well, what would that do? That's their members of NATO. That certainly would cause more than a flare-up. There'd be some real active shooting involved in that. But Putin is kind of unpredictable. Although he keeps saying, I'm going to do this and I'm going to take over Ukraine, et cetera, et cetera. So what's next, as Jennifer is suggesting, Poland? Or, you know, who knew? Because he could justify in his own mind or try to justify for his country. These were all places that were former members of the USSR, and Gorbachev betrayed us. He was a traitor.
Well, that's really what he was saying. I mean, he didn't necessarily bring up Gorbachev, I don't think, by name. But he said historically he, like, created, and this is what was so warped about it, is that he created all these family ties and all of these ties between the former Soviet Union and these other countries, truly just to, he's doing it because he needs the favor within his own country. That's all he's worried about right now. He's worried to see what the world repercussions are going to be, but I think he feels very backed up by China. So I don't even think he's as worried about that as he is about keeping favor with his own people. So he explains these crazy stories with the intimidation tactics that he already has in place in Russia. And that's really the reason for this. So he's like, well, this is already ours. We're just bringing in troops for peacekeeping mission, right? And so he says, it's just peacekeeping. We're the good guys here. We're just going to make sure everything's okay because this is our territory. Right. But then what's next? What else is his territory?
The last of the good guys. Yep.
Right.
What, speaking of that, the good guys and the bad guys with that Canadian Freedom Convoy, there are still vehicles there. I thought that this
They've
was
been
over,
pretty
but
cleared
apparently.
Out. Yeah. Yeah, they've been cleared out. I think, pretty unfortunately, Justin Trudeau gave himself executive powers, brought in the police, and forced the tow trucks to come in and tow these places out. And the way he forced them is by threatening to take away their access to banking. He also cut off the banks of all of the truckers who were out there, which I think is it's a travesty and a crime
sounds
to
a little
do that
over
to
the
somebody.
Top.
You know, so they're gone for now, but I don't know if the movement is gone. I don't know if this makes it worse or makes it better.
Members of the Canadian Parliament who did not vote for the Emergency Act that Trudeau wanted, and he said about them, quote, they don't trust the government to make incredibly momentous and important decisions. Well, who trusts any government anymore?
That's right. I think I agree with him on that. That's what it means.
Yeah. Okay, how many people have gone to a rodeo in their lives? Jennifer, you ever been to a rodeo?
Never. I have not.
Never.
No, me neither.
Okay, Jay, you ever been to a rodeo?
Never.
No. I went to one once. And I thought, I look at some of the, this considered a sport, jumping on the back of bulls and sticking knives. It's kind of like a bullfight. You know, there are some that get booted off by them. They're pretty dangerous. And the same with bucking. We used to call them bucking broncos. But that's not the only thing that goes on in a rodeo. But that seems to be the only thing that some people are focused on. And there are movements around the country to ban, I guess sooner or later this is going to happen, making rodeos victims of the last roundup. In a matter
this goes of so much. It goes so much deeper than that. So California is looking at making rodeos and really just equestrian life illegal in the state. And we have a lot of equestrian
because it hurts the
property.
Equestrian. It hurts the horses, right? That's the thing.
Well, I mean, think about this, and I think that all of us have had limited experience, or you know, at least some experience with horses. But they want to outlaw spurs. Now, for most people who are familiar with horses, does Nita Spur usually to go? And
no, that's not true. That's not true.
Well,
I've ridden my whole life. That's not true. Literally, horses with a gentle squeeze of the leg will go. That's totally how they're trained.
At least in the people that I've talked to, spurs seem to be pretty necessary and not.
I can understand why they want to do why
that's
they would
like a cowboy thing, and I think that's honestly more ego than anything else. That is not a function that horses need.
From my experience, as it is, I'll agree with Victoria on this. Moving these animals if you're wearing boots or something like that, you kick them a little bit. Depending again on their training, they will move.
Right.
And sometimes with the right voice characterizations, they will
move. Are you talking about like border patrol agents on horses, Jen? Is that who you're referring
to? No, I'm talking about them making them illegal in the state of California. I'm not talking about anything to do with the border
patrol. Spurs.
I'm talking about people who have horses in California are no longer going to be able to use spurs. Mm-hmm. Period. It's going to kill the equestrian.
How will it kill?
Because basically, they're saying that if they make this law go through, that we may even not get the Olympics in 2028 because the equestrian events won't be able to come to town under these new rules that are put in by the state of California. And what's really underneath it all is that they want to clear the land because equestrian property in California has a lot of value. It's got a lot of value in my community, and they want to get rid of it because they like to get those people to move so that they can put up low-income housing so that they can house the homeless. And they want to push more people out of California by putting in these rules that are going to be really hard to follow. And, just another
California's
step in the wrong
direction for the state. California's on a self-destruct course, as far as I can see. Totally self-destructive. One final thing here. Rand Paul, I notice, is trying to get a vote to get rid of masks on airplanes in the next couple of weeks. Isn't that going to happen anyway? I mean, all of these things are coming down.
I don't think that air travel is going to leave the mask world for a while, and so he wants to push it in that direction. He says he's going to try to force a vote
for
next week. I don't know. It depends. I doubt it. I mean, it's such a divided Senate, and it seems that masks have somehow become political, and so I doubt that he's got the support. Everything is.
Everything's become political, that's for sure, yeah. I just wondered about, I think we are done with mask mandates. Would I wear one on a plane as much
as
I want
transit,
a plane?
You still have to wear, trains and boats and ferries and stuff, so, yeah.
18
for a while.
Past the hour.
If I'm going to work from my home office, I need my home office to work for me.
It's possible at Staples.
To be most productive, my home office needs to have everything my office has.
Also possible because your local Staples store has the tools your business needs to get work done from home. And right now, you can save up to 40% on select chairs to put the finishing touch on your home office. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 2/26. In-store only while supplies last.
Hey, team, it's a full house. We got to pick up the pace.
At Hank's Restaurant, the line goes around the block.
This for 12? Okay, I need the truffle oil kit.
What he needs is another line cook.
Oh, man. Are the quail breasts still in the sous vide? Dave, can you keep an eye on that, please?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and you get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour here on the DJV program. It's trending time, social media time, or focus on the bright side of the road from Jay Kirshner, who's here with Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen. Yesterday I was talking about Courtney Cox to the ladies, thinking that she's still very attractive, although I'm not sure she thinks that about herself. We'll find out what she does think after this.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Oh, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on?
Oh. All right, so yesterday, Jay, we were talking, I forget whether this bled onto the air or not, Courtney Cox, and I was saying I thought she was still very attractive. She's 57, 58, somewhere in there. And I just, I thought that she was, I've always
thought
she was
fabulous. You had made the comment that she was coming up on 60, and Victoria and I were like, no, you're crazy. Like, she's not near 60 yet.
Because I always think of her and Jennifer Aniston as best friends, and Jennifer Aniston's 53. But I didn't realize Courtney Cox is 57. She maybe was the oldest friend or the second oldest friend.
Yeah. So she seems to be, has she had cosmetic procedures? Is that what this is all about, Jay? Is she had?
Well, yeah. So she was promoting her new comedy horror TV series, Shining Veil, which is going to be launching next month on Star.
How do you have a comedy horror show?
There are so many comedy horror.
You're the expert.
Great genre.
Yeah.
Cabin in the Woods is a great movie. I highly recommend everybody go see it.
Shaun of the Dead is probably the best.
Oh, Shaun of the Dead. Yes, that is a good one too. So Courtney. Oh, and Zombieland. Okay, I could keep going on. Anyway, point. Courtney Cox was talking about that, and she even kind of started talking about her age and how she's 57. She's going to be 60 in a few years, and she's at that age where it's not like there's anything wrong with being 60. She's just having a hard time believing that she herself is turning 60. She says that she has a lot of close friends that are in their 30s, and in her mind, they're all the same age. So whenever it's kind of it's brought to her mind again, or it's a reminder of how old she actually is, she's like, wait, when did that happen? And she also talked about her look and all of the different procedures she's had on her face, and people in the public and the media kept talking about how she was looking weird, and she actually started paying attention. She was like, I was looking so weird. So she had a lot of the fillers dissolved.
She did, though.
You haven't seen her between, like, now and when she was on Friends. But, like, when she was in the Cougar Town years, which was one of my favorite shows ever, she definitely was getting a little carried away with fillers and lip injections.
Really?
And she said she was trying to chase that youthfulness for so many years, and she had
no idea. Does that stuff wash away? When you put fillers in your lips, Miss Beauty
Pop, it dissolves over time.
It does.
It most of the time, but sometimes it actually doesn't dissolve, and then you're left with like lumpy skin. So it's kind of a gamble. Depends.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, so is she okay now? Or is she?
She's been okay. Yeah.
I think she's okay. I like her. Courtney Cox in the Focus here. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Hola, Carla speaking.
Carla's Roofing Company always goes above and beyond.
Yeah, we heard about next week's forecast.
She needs a new foreman to weather a storm of projects.
You mean another full crew before Wednesday? Nita Jose, can you work Wednesday?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Now that Russia has sent troops and warring equipment into eastern Ukraine, Germany is leading in the punishment levied on Russia. Chancellor Olaf Scholz said Tuesday he has taken steps to stop the process of certifying the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline from Russia. England's Prime Minister Boris Johnson condemns Putin's illegal actions.
President Putin has now violated Ukrainian sovereignty. He's sent troops in. He's broken international law. He's repudiated the Minsk agreements and torn up the understanding from Budapest in 1994 that Ukraine's territorial integrity would be respected. You know, he's completely torn up international law.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau extended his grip on the Canadian people with the Emergencies Act. The Liberal government voted 185 to 151 to support Trudeau's extreme power. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As President Putin has now sent in troops and warring equipment into Ukraine's separatist areas in the east, Germany has now taken steps to halt the process of certifying the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline from Russia. Chancellor Olaf Scholz said Tuesday the West has started taking punitive measures against Moscow over the Ukraine crisis. Here's some more of President Putin's justification to invade.
That's like having a knife against our throat, and I have no doubt they plan to implement these ideas, and as it has been done previously, when they it's impossible. We don't want to believe that either, but that's how it is now. And USA is also developing Standard Six missile. It can not only be used as an anti-missile defensive tool, it can strike at targets on land and on the sea. So they are expanding their infrastructure, and they get new offensive capabilities. From the information that we get, we have every reason to believe that further deploying the sites, the facilities of North Atlantic Treaty Organization, this decision has already been made. That's just a matter of time. We understand clearly that under this scenario, the level of military threat for Russia will be increased manifold. I would like to draw your attention once again that there will be a bigger threat of immediate attack against our country in American strategic documents. And who is the main adversary of the United States? We all know that. Russia.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, the podcasts are there, and they're free. I think Al already said that, so let me talk about something that we haven't said before. A welcoming day. Today is 2/22/22. Numerologically, it's a bonanza for people, and if you understand numerology, it just means that today is a special. Everything should come together today. Right, ladies, Jay Kirshner is here, Victoria Keelan. Things, good things should happen today. Today. We ready for that?
Yeah.
Sure.
Gotta go play the lottery. Today's
Florida was acquired by the United States on this date in 1819. Today is National Margarita Day. Let's see, it's also World Spay Day for your dogs, cats, whatever it is. It's irresponsible to not neuter a dog. Period. End of story. No judgment. Well, I guess there is judgment there. I think people who don't do that are irresponsible. Pretty much that's it. All right?
Well, and you're harming the health of your pet. That's the thing. I mean, dogs and cats who are spayed and neutered have much, much lower incidence of certain types of cancer. And so, you know, and Warren has talked about this numerous times. You know, you always see the big guy looks like, you know, Mr. Macho Man with the big dog and the big balls hanging down. And you're like, okay, you obviously think this is somehow tied to your masculinity. It's so obvious.
Right.
But, yeah, they're the guys who never want to get their dogs. They want to leave them, quote unquote, uncut, which is just so dumb.
Yes, it is, Victoria. Tell us how you really feel.
That's how every animal advocate really feels. Yep. All right.
Small boat launched last October by middle school students in Rye, New Hampshire. Had photos of the students. It had acorns from New Hampshire. It has been found by a sixth grader in Norway. So think about this. A boat was launched. It was a little rowboat pushed out to sea last October, filled with all kinds of things from students in Rye, New Hampshire. They just pushed it out and wondered what would happen to it. Well, it was found by this youngster in Norway. And he took the boat to his school, and he and his classmates have opened all of the material that was in there, and they're going to be calling the junior high students in Rye, New Hampshire today, supposedly. I thought that was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
I mean, think about what that teaches you, in a manner of speaking. You know, how people, you know, we think they're people are so much different. They really aren't. Cultures are different, and people grow to think differently, but the actual reality is that we're all pretty much the same, frankly. And it's too bad we didn't embrace that a little bit more, whether it's because, you know, the sexual differences, although there is something that is bugging me, and I meant to bring this up yesterday, and I didn't, but I think it still is current. There was a sporting event, and it wasn't an Olympic. By the way, the Olympics had the worst television ratings in the history of the Olympics. Any surprise there?
The ratings were awful. When you add in the time difference and events were starting 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock
plus
in the morning.
All the controversy and
Chinese. Yeah, but most people who were not watching it or who were watching it to support the American team, I watched a lot of it to support the American team. But, like, you know, what's the point in watching when I already have a result at 5 a.m. and I already know who won the event? So that was also a big part of it.
Yeah.
It just, the timing of it made it really difficult. Now, it's the high, obviously, not surprised, it's the highest rated Olympics ever in China. They had
what a surprise.
Everybody was watching. Yep.
Yeah. There's a shocker for you. Anyway, there was a competition. And now I had it in front of me, and I've lost it, but I have the train of thought, so I'm going to go with the train of thought and get your thoughts. This is something people may want to comment on our social media at DJV Show on Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/DJV Show. There was I think it was a swimming event. Yes, it was. It was a swimming event. And a young man had been competing in this event for a number of years, and always came in like 20th, 22nd. He was never really, he was good, but he wasn't that good. So he had an epiphany last fall, or I guess it was last year. I don't think it was last fall. But at any rate, he changed his sexual identity. He went from being a man to being a woman, or at least in terms of however he declared himself. And then he enters the same swimming event as a woman, because they're a women's team and they're a men's team. And the women obviously objected to this. I wish I could remember some. By now, one of the two of you has probably Googled this. I don't remember.
Did he do this purely because he thought he would place better in the women's sport? Or was
he won
he actually
the event.
Identifies as that gender?
Well, I think that's hard to tell. I don't know, and I'm not going to make a judgment on that because that's not what the gist of the story is. I just don't think that people like that. I was looking at an interview. There was a story.
Do you have a name for this person? Because I can't.
I can't remember.
I can't find the story that relates to.
Yeah. There's something. It's got to show up someplace. I'll take a look for it in a minute. But I'm reminded of a story about a male power lifter who was gigantic. I mean, this guy was huge. And he decided that he wanted to be a woman. And so he changed his sex identity and now is a huge woman who competes with other huge women, but they're naturally women, not women that have been men, in powerlifting, and he's now winning all of the women's events. And is that fair? Is that right? Is it just? I think there are a lot of different examples of these sorts of things going on, and I just think that it's not good. It's not fair. It's not right. You can declare, I have no problem with you changing your sex. None of my business. But when you go into and they allow these events, this was some sanctioned, the swimming meet, well, both the powerlifting and the swimming meet were sanctioned events, Victoria. So that's why I'm thinking that.
Are you talking about the college swimmer?
Yeah. Yes, was a college swimmer.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, at Penn. Well, that does kind of raise the question, too, about
mm-hmm.
physical advantages, but that is a deeper conversation of born sex versus gender identification, which are two different things.
I get it. I have no problem. You want to change your identity, but I don't think it's fair.
But I'm not just talking to you, Doug. There are a lot of people that confuse that. I think that's something that
people have no idea.
Okay.
So many people are so clueless.
Yeah, all right. Well, I get that, and I think that's an important distinction to make and to have here when it comes to this issue. But let's say you were a parent of somebody that was in this college women's sport, the women's swimming team, and all of a sudden this guy shows up who claims he's a girl, and he competes and he wins against the girls. Couldn't compete against the boys, but he wins competing against the girls. I think that's illegitimate. I don't mind. Changing is that, again, to separate out, you've made a good point, Jay. It has nothing to do with feelings about gender identity. You want to do that? Swell. None of my business. But if you compete in an unfair way, because, you know, in most cases, men are bigger, not always, but men are bigger and stronger than women. And so these two examples of many that have happened the past year or two, I think are illegitimate and ought not to be allowed. Okay, I've had my piece, ladies. What do you think?
It's definitely a complicated situation.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Why is it complicated?
Because disagree on that.
Well, it's complicated because if you're going to accept that someone is a female now or a male, then why would you cap their freedoms? You know, and so that's a conversation that a lot of people are having. The interesting thing about this specific Penn swimmer, her name is Leah Thomas. She is a transgender woman, and the second place person, she narrowly beat a guy named Isaac Hennig from Yale, who was a transgender man. So it's interesting that the first and second were both trans athletes.
How does this, is there more of this now, or are we just paying more attention to it? Gender, sex change, all this sort of thing that, I can't remember ever encountering anybody that has.
Because it was so closeted. You may or may not have even known, but back in your day, and I'm not making this about age, but unfortunately it is a generational thing, you probably would have said someone was a cross-dresser. Like, that's probably the terminology that you would have, right? I mean, you probably knew people who were cross-dressing, right?
Yeah.
That's what it was considered back then. And so, if you think about that, I mean, I remember being a little kid going to church, and there was a which now we would call a transgender man, but mm-hmm. or a transgender female, but it was a guy that at the time my parents said, oh, he's a cross-dresser, and that was it. Because I said as a little kid, like, why is he dressed like a woman, but clearly it's a man? And so, you know, but now it's just different, and there's more freedom and there's more space for people to be who they are, which is wonderful. But it does bring along some complications. Growth, you know, can bring along complications. So we'll eventually figure it out.
Yeah. I just think the other side of this is that if your tendency is to try and change people, why do you feel the need to either change them or why would you say, well, why are you changing? Again, I go back to, it's none of anybody's business what people want to do on their own. It's just our business if they use that to an unfair advantage. And that's, you know, there are numerous examples of that. I think sometimes
I have some trans friends, and I've never even heard of someone going through an extensive physical and emotional, you know, change and rehabilitation, everything just to compete better in weightlifting. Like that's
I don't know whether there are.
Like that's real.
I give
I
you
know.
Well, that is real because this woman did it. This man.
This woman.
A woman.
Wait. This woman.
No,
you're
no,
talking
she,
about University
she's
of Pennsylvania.
She.
No, no.
Yeah,
I'm talking about the
trans
weightlifter. I'm talking about the powerlifter woman. I'm not talking about.
Well,
that,
I don't know. That's such a huge change just to win a
change.
But you can't let a very few people who do use this to their poor advantage hurt everybody else. It's the same with different the bathroom situation where people are like, well, no, perverts are going to pretend to be transgender just so they can use other bathrooms. You can't.
Well, where is that?
You can't crush an entire people who are good. You know.
Yeah.
People
exactly.
who aren't.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do people who change is the record here that people who do make these changes, do they flourish? Do their lives become richer? The answer
wouldn't
to that is
probably yes.
Wouldn't
you flourish, though, if you're finally living your truth?
Yeah,
right? All of us would feel that way.
The truth right now is that it's 47 past the hour on the DJV show.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrelipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most of the time I don't cheat and ask Chuck Curry what the music is from. Sometimes I like to guess. This is from E.T., isn't it?
Yes.
Is from? Yeah, okay. So E.T. There you go. Uh-huh. All right, so what do we have from E.T.? That was John Williams' music, as I
remember. It was. Steven Spielberg's E.T., 1982. Drew Barrymore, who was 7 years old when she was in that film, played
wow.
the little girl Gertie, turns... 47 today, born February 22nd, 1975.
How amazing is that? All right, while we're on the John Williams track, he's doing the score for the Obi-Wan Kenobi series on Disney Plus.
I saw that.
The latest Star Wars show. And one wonders whether the music makes the show.
Well, it helps. I mean, his music helps.
Oh, sure does.
We talked about this last week. I believe he turned 90 years old, John Williams.
Yes.
And one of the most brilliant God-gifted minds, talents of all time, clearly definitive in the history of film. Certainly,
but don't you think
Spielberg owes a lot to him?
Yeah, but don't you think
Spielberg.
That the music behind Jaws or Indiana Jones or Jurassic Park? I don't know because I don't know the music.
Him too.
Movies, but
yep.
Star Wars, all of that stuff. Those movies were better because
100%.
Of the music, I think.
Yes,
so,
agree.
God bless the guy.
Can you imagine if you didn't have Darth Vader's theme, though? Just those few, little notes?
It would be just different. You can make comparisons. Like if you take the Batman films, Danny Elfman's score in Burton's 89 is iconic, but Hans Zimmer did a pretty good score in the Chris Nolan movies. I mean, so John Williams' score in Superman is amazing, and then Hans Zimmer did a score for The Man of Steel, which is pretty good. It's just different, but John Williams was, I think, the greatest composer in film.
Yeah.
of all time, no doubt. You know, just speaking real quick of Drew Barrymore, also, she was in the movie Firestarter. Not a great movie, but a lot of people saw it. One of the great horror openings of all time in Scream. Did a few movies with Adam Sandler, was in the TV movie Amy Fisher. I think three Amy Fisher TV movies all told a different story. And then Charlie's Angels. She currently has a TV talk show, and I get why she did that, because it probably signed a very lucrative deal, because if they hit, you make a lot of money on date. By the way, I don't know if you saw the story. Wendy Williams' show is going to end. I guess she has health issues. Sherry Shepherd will be named the permanent host. I don't know if you're excited. I'm not that excited.
No, she's a waste of time. Sherry Shepherd's a complete waste of time.
I disagree. I actually really like Sherry Shepherd.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying, some people really like her a lot.
Right.
So.
Exactly.
The reason they're into her deal, she has to have appeal. I mean, I remember her on The View.
Yeah. But also as an actor, she's been in so many things
that she has
branched out as an actor. She doesn't just do comedy anymore. She's really becoming a bigger name. I've seen her in a million things
now. She can't do comedy anymore because she's not funny.
Comedic movies. Anyway, I think she's a good replacement for Wendy Williams.
Yeah. All right, so in terms of box office totals, I went to see Death on the Nile and I went to see Uncharted. I thought they were both very good movies. I enjoyed the time, and the end of Death on the Nile is not what I expected, frankly, which is good to spread that around. And then Uncharted, they've already started to work on another one, so that must have been well received at the box office. How did the box office shape up?
It overperformed. It did $51 million at the box office in 4 days. Sony wants to turn this into a franchise property. Here's the deal with Sony Pictures. Sony Pictures is I think, the only major studio without its own streaming network, and they're very dedicated to the theatrical brand. This movie's done $139 million at the box office in like 10 days worldwide. They're going to sequelize it, but it's good for them to stay committed to theatrical. They take their properties and sell them to other streamers, but it appears like Warner Brothers is just so hell-bent on creating the streaming before it's theatrical. It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. Now, the movie Dog with Chad Tanning did well, $18 million in 4 days. For a movie that's sort of character-driven, without big special effects, $18 million is a good number. Spider-Man No Way Home, another $771 million here domestically, and it just keeps going and going. This is a great number. Death on the Nile, 7.8, $26 million in 10 days, and Jackass Forever, Doug, 6.2, $47 million in three weeks.
Have you seen those two movies? Did you see Death on the Nile or Uncharted?
I did not.
No.
I did not.
Okay. Nope. You will enjoy them both, I predict. You will enjoy them.
I'm looking forward to the Batman. I got to be honest.
Me too.
Oh, see, I'm not.
There's one word I use for what they're doing here. Really interesting. It's a really interesting
those
trailer.
Those are two words.
And I'm excited.
Two words, Chucker.
Two words.
Two words.
Very true.
Okay, just get the English straight. Get it all straight.
Have a great day, Doug.
Yes. And you too, my friend. Chuck Curry is here with Victoria, Jay, and Doug at 59 past the hour. Have a great day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.